At 14 years old, Kai Shepard was the youngest person to die in the Northern California wildfires. He and his sister and parents fled from their home in Redwood Valley as flames overtook their neighborhood. KQED's April Domboski went to Kai's school to see how his friends and classmates plan to remember him.
It's wear your pajamas to school day at Eagle Peak Middle School in Redwood Valley.
Hi, Mr. Stearns. Hi. Hello, hello. How are you guys doing?
Principal Dan Stearns is shuffling through the hall in his slippers and plaid bathrobe.
We're going to go talk to our digital media yearbook class.
School was closed for a week after the fire started. The first day back, a group of eighth grade students came to the media teacher, Elizabeth DeVinny, and asked if they could make a dedication page for Kai in the yearbook.
They've been working nonstop on it since then, gathering photos and even asking if they could have extra space because they have so much that their classmates want to say and their teachers want to say.
What many of them remember is how much Kai loved sports. One of his best friends, Brenton Wheeler, is working on a video he took of Kai at a wrestling match.
And just, like, after he was done wrestling, he kind of, like, he smiled. Like, even though he lost, he smiled and kept his chin up.
Winning or losing, he always walked off the mat with a smile.
That's another of Kai's friends, Shane Stearns. Last year, the three of them played touch football every morning on the blacktop at school.
He usually played quarterback.
He would get frustrated easily, but
he'd always be laughing when he was arguing, though.
Yeah.
Kai had other dimensions. Janine Higdon wants to show the side of him that she knew.
On the outside, I know that he was, like, very athletic, but on Instagram, he just acted like a totally different person. Like, he would talk about nerd stuff like magic and video games.
Was Kai a nerd?
He didn't really act like it, but deep down inside, I think he was a nerd.
For Day of the Dead, students put together an altar for Kai. It has a baseball and football on it, and a box of Kai's favorite cereal, Golden Grahams. Janine draped a special necklace over the box.
We had matching shark tooth necklaces from Six Flags.
It's one of those friendship necklaces that come in pairs. Janine kept one and gave the other one to Kai last year.
I had a crush on Kai, and so I brought him back a necklace. And so we had matching ones, and he wore it, I think, twice. And then he put it on his shelf, I'm pretty sure he told me. And so I had one of his best friends deliver it to him because I was kind of scared too.
They started messaging over Instagram. Janine wrote poems about him in her honors English class, including this ode to Kai's blue eyes.
Because your eyes are as blue as the sky, they make me get butterflies. Because your eyes are as blue as the sky around you, they make me feel shy.
Janine was never really sure what Kai thought about her, but Brenton and Shane did.
Because I remember Kai kind of liked Janine too at one point. Remember him talking about that?
Kai would say, it's kind of nice knowing that Janine likes me and how he kind of liked her back.
Janine never knew this.
It kind of makes me sad now because we could have gotten closer, and now that he's dead, I know that we won't be able to, like, repay that.
Janine turns back to her computer. She keeps looking at this one photo. It's a selfie she took during School Spirit Week last year. Six kids, all smiling. Kai is in the back row. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski.